Thank you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
46825.
46825, and what was that first and last name, please?
Carolyn Sherrell. And what kind of company are you?
Well, we're customer service for several different companies, so without having an account pulled up, I wouldn't know for sure which one we were talking about. Can I have you spell your last name for me, please?
You don't see it there?
Not under that zip code, no. 46825?
Yeah.
May I ask how much you're being, you said, you, are you being billed for something?
$49.97, and I don't know who you are or where this charge is coming on my account.
Can I have you spell your last name for me?
Sherrill.
Sherrill.
Some best gadgets.
Let me see here. Did you order?
I haven't ordered anything from you all. That's why I'm wondering how this is coming up on my credit card.
What day were you billed?
I've been billed back from November the 2nd.
Let's see here. Come on, computer. You said November the 2nd. Can I have you just confirm that shipping address? I think I have it here, but before I disclose information for the account, I don't want to.
No, you tell me what you have, because evidently you all are charging me this money, so you can tell me what the address is if you claim this is me.
So it isn't, it wasn't charged. The November 2nd charge was actually refunded, but before I can discuss details of the account, I would need to have either a confirmation of the email or shipping address. We're not allowed to disclose information in the account without a confirmation.
It doesn't show that it was credited.
All right, that's just what I'm showing, but I can't discuss anymore without having that confirmation.
What confirmation do you need?
Just either of the email address or the shipping address.
I'm not giving you my address. Sherrill, the number 1, at hotmail.com.
And that's at 7928 Claridge Place?
Right.
Great. So, yes, I'm showing you had ordered our dash cam with the SD card. But that also came with access to our gadget store, which was a $49.97 monthly charge. You did call and get it canceled and refunded on the 23rd of November, so that you would have seen it within 3 to 5 business days of that date.
I didn't call. Most likely my credit card company called.
Well, it was refunded on the 23rd of November. It takes 3 to 5 business days from the date the refund is placed, so it should be somewhere on there within 3 to 5 business days from that date of the 23rd of November.
No, they transferred it over to my new card, which I canceled this card, and they transferred your payment over.
You didn't receive a refund?
No, they transferred it over to my new card.
The refund or a charge?
As of November 20, a charge of $49.97. On November 23rd, they transferred it to my new card.
All right. In that case, we would have to have you call in with your financial institution for them to confirm that they are showing a charge, because we have it in our system as a refund. So it's been refunded out of our computer system. So in order for us to be able to process a check, we would have to have them call and confirm that they aren't seeing that charge as a refund.
They claim they've already called you all, and that's why they went ahead and transferred it over to my new card, because they claim they've already spoken to you all. That's why I went ahead and called.
Right. So just because it's showing that it's been refunded in our system, we would have to have them call and confirm that so that we could process that check. I do apologize. That's just the policy we have to follow.
Okay, I'll call and let them know.
Right, okay. Was there anything further?
I could... You said it was refunded on the 23rd?
Yes, the 23rd of November.
And that's when they transferred it over to my account as a charge. Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.